You know, with Jared Selleck, was he sort of, has his play increased probably because he's doing well, but also because he knows the offense and he maybe get the play fall out if there was a problem?
No, he's just gotten, he's gotten better as the year's gone, you know, in the run game and the pass game. You know, and I know George has been banged up throughout the year. So George battled to get back from a number of injuries. He's healthy enough to play right now, but he's still not fully healthy, you know, battling through some stuff. And Selleck has just gotten better as the year's gone. So we've left him out there more. We rotated both of them a lot more earlier in the year, but now he's getting the majority of the reps.
How has he gotten better?
I think he's just gotten more confident in what he's doing. I mean, the more you do stuff, I mean, it was a new offense for him this year too. And, you know, you learn through going through experiences. You learn through succeeding and failing. The more games you play, it all depends on how you react to those situations. And every time he's had a bad situation, he's gotten better from it and learned from it. So he's put that together a bunch, and he's been a much more consistent player as the year's gone. And he's found a way in these last few weeks to make some big plays in the pass game too.
You define the opponents that you're facing here. You get three teams probably going to the playoffs. Does the way the schedule ramps up excite you because you guys aren't going to the postseason? So building into next year, you get this kind of...
Yeah, it does. You know, I do think it's a neat challenge right now, and we're going against three teams who are all playing for their playoff lives. And I think if anyone's ever been in that situation, you get the intensity that picks up in those type of buildings. And I think that's a goal for our team. That's, you know, I want us... I want that not to matter. You know, I want us to be as intense as we can every single possible game, whether you're playing for the playoffs, you're in the playoffs, or it's the first game of the year. I don't want there to be a difference. But I also think there's a good challenge for our team this week that to know what we're getting from these three teams in a row. And also I'd like us to look at it the same way. And hopefully, you know, we plan on being in this situation next year. And I'd like that not to be just the first time we have that feeling. I'd like us to feel it like that now and treat it that way.
Are you expecting a new energy in the building come Sunday for Jimmy's first start?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be the same as it's been these last couple of weeks. You know, it's his first start at home. I mean, I'm sure there will be by the fans and stuff and things like that. But, you know, I think our players are just back to work and doing your job.
Past month and a half, as you've watched Jimmy play and see him work, gotten to know how he carries himself, do you sense Brady's influence on him? Can you tell?
Yeah, I mean... I didn't hang out with him much before that, so you know I'd have to be with him before and after to tell you that. But I think anytime you get an opportunity to hang around someone and just watch their process and how they go about their job, especially someone like Tom, you know, where you have the guy who's, you know, arguably the best of all time and has had an unbelievable career, just yeah, I think it's been great for Jimmy to watch how he carries himself and how basically when you're a quarterback, you're almost CEO of the company to a certain degree. And I think people would look at Tom that way. And there's just a certain way to act and handle things and talk to people. And Jimmy's very good at that stuff. And I'm sure it helped getting to watch someone who's probably the best at it.
Can you define what exactly Selleck time is?
I heard Marquise try to explain it. He didn't do a very good job. We just joke around. It started with the Giants game when he made a big catch. I think he false started or someone, but it sent us back. And then he ended up making three plays in a row, a critical play to get us into like a third and two. And then he moved the chains for us. And then the next play, he had that pass versus the Giants where he caught like a 20-yard pass and then made a guy miss and took it to the house. And we just started joking there that they didn't realize that it was Selleck time. And it kind of stuck. And we thought it was a one-time deal, but it came up again last week, so now we're getting used to it, and guys enjoy it.
You're better than Marquise.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, in winning third game in a row against a team like Tennessee, do you for your confidence, your team's confidence, and where you want to be in the future?
You know, anytime you get wins, I think it adds to it. So, you know, I think in these last two have been big for us. You know, we got a close in a number early in the year and then came up short, which I think got real frustrating. We hit a lull with that and with a little bit of injuries in the same span. And then I thought we rebounded where it started versus the Giants and had a setback versus Seattle and then played better versus Chicago, and it led into us playing better last week versus Houston. And I hope that continues to lead us into playing better this week. But the more you win, that's how you develop real confidence. And the more you win, players believe truly that they have a chance to win and instead of just hoping. And the more that happens, the easier it gets.
How do you evaluate Garoppolo's throw to Hyde down the middle of the field with pressure? Is that just him throwing it up and kind of hoping for the best, or is that a ridiculous throw? Or
no, it's, you know, I think it's two things. One, I think he saw the coverage, and you know, so it was definitely a look we were going for, and I think he saw the coverage so he can anticipate that we had it. Unfortunately, we were just a little off in the protection, and Clowney came from a side where we couldn't see him and slide to him the right way. So he got there before it was time to throw. And I thought what he did a hell of a job of was, instead of just taking the sack, you know, he knew we had the right look, but he had to let it go a little bit before it presented itself. So he put enough air and touch under it to give Carlos a chance. By no means is it an easy one. You know, if we would have blocked a little longer or saw Clowney with the stunt they did, he would have been able to probably take a couple more hitches and just put it on him, because he was going to be pretty open down the middle, because the C's parted with the safeties and the Mike linebacker was playing a shallow route. But it was cool because we missed the protection, which usually means you don't have a chance to throw it, but he threw it early and put a lot of touch on it, which makes it a tough catch, but it gave him a chance to make it. So that's what was impressive about the play. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I think everyone can see his quick release, and he has the quick feet to go with it. So, and when you have that, you can wait just a half a second longer, because you can get rid of it a half second faster than most people. And then there's that fine line of when to do that and when not to do it. That's what gives you a chance when plays don't seem like they have a chance, but he can let it extend a little bit longer and make some big plays. And then also he's going to try to do that and extend a little bit longer, and it doesn't work out, and you end up getting a sack. So you got to take the good with the bad in that aspect. And so far he's done a lot more good than bad, so it's been pretty cool.
Brady background, learning from Brady, both those guys seem to have a calmness when they drop back, when they're in the pocket, when they're surveying. I mean, two different body types. But do you see Brady's influences on him in that specific, you know, realm of being a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they're wired two totally different ways as athletes. You know, Tom's just a slower moving guy, which gives him a lot of patience in the pocket, and he stays there very calm, and I think that's also how he moves naturally, where Jimmy's a more quick twitch guy who sometimes it's harder to get those type of guys to slow down and be patient in the pocket because they just move faster. I think that's what has been impressive with Jimmy, and I'm sure he does get that from watching a guy like Tom do it. So you want both in your game, and Jimmy does have both, and that's what allows him to stay in the pocket and let things develop. And when there isn't one, he does have a chance to get outside of there and extend a play.
Suppose that quick twitch that you talk about, something that you can't teach, so that's the one thing that you want to have coaching quarterback as a natural ability?
Yeah, there's a big balance between it all. Like, sometimes the better athlete you are growing up, like, you don't sit in that pocket very long. You drop back and you just run. And you're usually a better athlete than everyone else, so you run around and just get touchdowns and make plays. And some guys go to college and continue to do that. And a lot of people win Heismans doing that type of stuff, you know. And eventually you get to the NFL and you can't always do that. You have to learn how to sit in the pocket and let a play develop. And I think that's tough for guys who have been great athletes, because it's all about reps and you've just never had to do it before. And then you got some guys, to me, like Peyton, probably Tom. I don't think they were probably ever that fast or running around on a football field just making plays with their legs. I'm sure since Pop Warner and early on, they learned how to sit in that pocket and go through progressions and do stuff. And that's why those guys are a little bit better at it when they get to the league, because they've been doing it their entire life and they don't have to just learn versus NFL defenses. When you have that both of that aspect, definitely gives you a higher ceiling to be successful.
Classify Jimmy as a risk taker?
I don't know yet. He's definitely taken some. So we'll see as this goes. You want guys to be aggressive and let it rip. You just don't want guys to guess. You guys want to see it and believe in it and not hesitate and think about it and let it go. And when guys do that, it usually gives them a chance to be great. It also is going to give you some games where you have a lot of picks and stuff and you just didn't see it right. And it's how you respond to those and what do you learn from them. Does it make you more gun-shy and do you get worse as it goes because of it? Or do you learn why you saw it wrong, why you made that pick, and you get better? And I think if you look at a lot of the great quarterbacks through all time, a lot of them, especially early in their career, they have had a lot of picks. They have had a lot of pick sixes and stuff. And those guys learn from it and get better from it. And the guys who don't, it usually gets a lot worse.
A couple more? What's the assist was of walking out with the boombox in the tunnel before
game? I was told the players asked for it. They said it was a little too dull when they left. We have music in our locker room, and there was a time when they left the locker room and they had to go on a little bit of walk, and then sometimes they would sit in the tunnel before they're allowed to go out, and they lost their energy because they didn't have good music going, so we got them music.
Is it the same song?
No, they play some. I'm not sure. I never walk out at that time. I think they play something different all the time, but you probably would have to ask them.
What strikes you about
six games in Levi Stadium so far? I mean, what's your take on the atmosphere, and are you hoping that this two-game winning streak will bring a little bit more on Sunday?
I hope so, and I hope we play better there than we have, so we can keep that going. You know, I think there has been times, like in that Rams game where I thought it got pretty loud for us. You know, I thought our fans were great in the Giants game in that second half when we gave them some reasons to get into it and excited. I know the Seattle game was bad, and Jimmy came in through that touchdown on the last second, and I was going off the field very frustrated, and I heard our fans still cheering and excited because of the way it ended. So I do think there has been some good things in our stadium. But considering how our record's been here this year and the last few years and stuff, I think obviously we got to give them a little bit more to be entertained and have reasons to get excited and get there early and have their energy throughout four quarters. It was weird seeing him. Looks a little bit like his dad, but yeah, it was nice this time of year, you know, when you're not in the playoffs and things like that, and we had some guys go down, so you have some roster spots where haven't been in the situation much where you get an advantage to where you get a chance to take some people off other people's rosters and take a look at them before this offseason goes. And, Max is someone I studied coming out. I think we worked him out in Atlanta. I know our personnel department was high on him, so it was nice to get that opportunity.
And what strikes you about the Titans' defense?
They're very good. They're very talented. I think it starts with their front seven. They got two good edge rushers, and they got all their players inside are good. You know, Casey, I think, I haven't played him in a couple of years, but he's been one of the better three techniques in the league for the last few years. They're sound in what they do schematically. You know, Dick has always been that way, and they present you issues with their pressures and things, but they also do it in a sound way. So they got good players, good coaches, and they play very physical.
Do